Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting here with my spray bottle of anti-coronavirus.
I tell you what, maybe tell the folks what happened, a little bit. You had a deal where there's a shortage of even what you were looking for. Is that an indication of what's really going to happen all over?
Well, I would imagine that it's probably been a secret, but I had an experience, and I'll just put it this way. I don't want to say a lot, but there's a medication that I really needed, and it apparently has become difficult to obtain, if you can get it at all. It's a exotic antibiotic type, potion, and so I would tell people, be sure you've got a really good pharmacist, one that'll look for you, because if you don't have a good personal pharmacist, and I'll put it that way, a good personal pharmacist that cares about you, they'll tell you it's unavailable, and you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more of that out there. It's unavailable, but yet they can still search and find what you can get and possibly for a time overnight it, to where you can get it the next day or two. But things are changing, Stuart, and people need to be aware of these things.
Yeah, that's what, we were at Walmart. All the toilet paper was gone except for two or three little boxes. People are beginning to wake up. Now, we just had two cases in a county next to us that tested positive, I guess, so two or three, and then Minnesota is getting some. This is spreading fairly rapidly, and it's being hyped up, of course, but there's so much contradictory stuff to this. First, you had the feds telling us, well, you don't need to prep, you don't need to stock up, that's ridiculous, you don't need masks. We need the masks, however, for the nurses and whatnot. But masks don't work, they said. That's why you don't need them. They're lying through their teeth, and it's all very, very confusing for the general population. But when you look at some of the headlines that are going on, it's not good at all. What's your latest? What do you want to bring to the table? Let's go with that first, and then get into some of the headlines.
I'll read the Drudge headlines. That's really interesting. Trump to address the nation tonight. Matter of fact, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern is his address tonight from the Oval Office, from what I understand. Says virus 10 times more lethal than flu. Emergency meetings. Military struggle to respond. 70% will be infected. Feds pump $175 billion in one day. Stuart, from what I'm seeing, a lot of this is unsustainable in our current lifestyle that we're used to. Another thing, too, I was told by someone in one of the stores where I went in, that people are catching on and beginning to panic. And one location had zero hand wash availability. There was nothing to wash your hands with. Everything gone. So for people that haven't decided to put a little back here and there, you're going to really be in trouble in another 24, 48 hours, I would assume.
Yeah, now I don't know what Trump's going to say, but it wouldn't surprise me if he declares a national emergency. and maybe imposes martial law. This is where this is headed. This is what they've wanted right along, even in the protocols, 100 or more years old. They said at the end of this that they would tell the people, we have an emergency. We have an emergency, and we're going to have to take away your rights and your freedoms to deal with this emergency. As soon as it's over, then we'll give your rights back. Well, there are doctors who are now claiming that this coronavirus, and this is the perfect method to do what they've always wanted to do, is clamp down on the American people, quarantine, round up people, put them in FEMA camps. You wouldn't even know what's going on in the FEMA camps. When the clampdown goes nationwide, which I think it will eventually, it may not right now. Who knows what Trump's going to say? We don't. But from what I gather, this is accelerating extremely rapidly. And I don't know. Larry, we'll just have to wait and see what Trump has to say.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised, folks, either way. What do you think?
Yeah, I find it interesting, Stuart, that Netanyahu days ago told his country that he fully expected 60% of the Israelis to come down with this in one form or the other. And, of course, we already know there's two different forms at least. And, by the way, on Fox Business, on Lou Dobbs a while ago, Lou had on Gordon Chang, which is a Chinese expert and also a doctor that's involved with the Chinese medical field. And they were saying, Gordon Chang was indicating that China is now telling everyone, that this originally came from the USA, but it hit China and the rest of the world. And, of course, we don't really know the answer. And an answer like that, if you will, is probably unknowable, because they're never going to tell you where this started, I don't believe. It'll be a miracle if we ever know. But, for Netanyahu to say 60% will catch it, that's probably kind of accurate, and from what I'm hearing, Stuart, they're not wanting to say it yet, but there are indications that this is airborne.
Well, I just read an article where they said some leaked paper out of China said it wasn't airborne, and I'm not talking about airborne where you get next to somebody and you happen to breathe in their droplets or whatever, their germs. This is different. This is airborne, all over. It just helps explain why some of these people who have had no contact with anybody are coming down with it. The only other way it could happen is if it's airborne. Is it in the chemtrails? You kind of have to go back, don't you, Larry, to the Georgia Guidestones, where they engraved in stone, we want 6.5 billion people dead. what better way than to start it now? I believe this is the beginning of the human culling. The governments of the world basically are all lying to the people, which is not abnormal. It is normal. They always lie. After all, they're controlled by Satan, and Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So I don't know what else people could expect from government. But when you look at this thing, D.C. declares a state of emergency now. Political leaders are at risk. Have you heard any more? Anybody more quarantining themselves?
Yeah, this is beginning to multiply. As a matter of fact, some of the, Congress is they're wanting to go on vacation. They want to leave Washington for a while. And there's a struggle over that. A number of them are wanting to actually just operate from their computer at home and stay home. But I know the government's trying to put some kind of facade up. I kind of expect Trump tonight, though, to begin to give permission to all government workers to work from home if possible, and that may spread to other areas. But Stuart, I kind of look at this like the major cities are going to take the real hit on this right off the bat. A lot of the rural areas and the middle of nowhere places, they're not going to be so affected for a time, I don't believe.
Yeah, that's probably true. And the major cities will probably begin to do like the New Rochelle, New York, quarantine zone. Now, I've heard two stories. No, it's not bad. They're letting people in and out and on all that stuff. And then you hear, next thing, the National Guard shutting it down. So I don't know exactly what the real truth is. You're getting so many conflicting reports. It's very bizarre, actually, the conflicting, almost opposite reports you get from people. Here's a few more headlines. Clusters swell on both sides of the USA. Well, this is that community spread. Scientists linked two state outbreaks from genetic fingerprints. White House told Federal Health Agency to classify their deliberations, emergency meetings. So they're going underground, basically. They're going dark. Why are they going dark? Why are all these, why aren't they transparent and telling the people what's really going on? Unless it's deliberate to start panic. Again, Georgia Guidestones. Once again, the Illuminati protocols that don't exist. All of these things, Iron Mountain, that doesn't exist, all of these things are being done. This is, I believe, absolute proof now with, you know, they say, well, these health experts are just plain stupid. They're behind the curve. They got caught by surprise. I don't believe that for a second. These people are not stupid. Well, if they aren't stupid, and he didn't get caught by surprise, then what's the only other answer? Deliberate. And some of this stuff has to be totally deliberate. And I think we began seeing that with all the aviation. Everything was supposed to be shut down. They're still not shutting down or screening people that are coming in from Italy, Germany, whatnot. They're not screening them. They say they are, but we get reports from people say, I came in, I wasn't screened, nobody asked me anything about anything. So you're getting an official story, and then you're getting the real people who are coming in and stepping forward and say, hey, this is bad. Well, remember that story of the nurse. They wouldn't even screen her. If you remember,
well,
they wouldn't even give her a test kit. So, go ahead.
Yeah, here's another enigma, if you will. I heard today that all the airlines have been flying what they call ghost planes. In other words, they're flying empty planes to other countries and bringing empty planes back. Now, my question is, are you kidding me? I mean, that's where I come from. Are you kidding me? We're flying empty airliners to somewhere and bringing them back from there? You got to be kidding. Now, number one, it makes you wonder, what are they really doing with these airplanes, Stuart? And now here's a real question for you, and I'd like your opinion here. If the government basically goes dark, goes underground, where do we know or how do we know where the transition is from a real elected government to suddenly either a shadow government or a continuity of government? What do you think?
You don't. And I think we are going into a continuity of government. I think you're going to see that happen. They're going to go underground. And then we're going to go into this full martial law shutdown. And this is exactly what the protocol said they wanted. This is exactly what deep state wants. And America falls. The problem for the masses of the people is, how do you protest?
In fact, you can't. Because if you protest, then your neighbor, you're not helping your neighbor. You're not pulling. You're not one of the team. And they'll probably classify those who resist as terrorists, would be my guess, right away. I don't know how fast this is going to go down. In my own mind, they have to be a little bit careful how they do this. And each step of the way has to be totally seem reasonable, and it's the only thing they can do. And this has been planned to the point where Trump probably is not going to have any choice. If he doesn't do it tonight, he'll have to do it next week or a week after. And they've trapped him, and it doesn't matter whether he is complicit in all this or not. The American people are going to lose their powers, their freedoms. They got even a headline here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Response could test limits of government powers. In other words, how much will the American people take to being absolutely curtailed in everything they do? But especially in lockdowns, real lockdowns, like they did in China, where they're hauling people out of their homes by force or killing them right where they are. That's probably not going to go down too well. I know the American people are very lackadaisical. MacArthur said it probably better than anybody. He said you can dupe the American people and dupe them, and they're so stupid they'll go for almost anything. But when they finally figure out they've been had, they're the finest soldiers the world has ever seen. And I agree with that. I think when the American people begin to finally wake up to these rich men and these evil ones, so what's going on? Now, you and I both have said it's probably too late, and they won't be able to do anything about it. I think there'll also be probably a communications lockdown. All kinds of lockdowns are probably going to occur. What's interesting to me, getting off that one and going over to Israel, 60%, probably that means 90 or 100%, it almost appears as though this is targeting Israel, just like it targeted Iran and Italy. You know, there was a fellow, and I think I mentioned it on the last show, some doctor, scientist, ran tests on this thing and said the genetic makeup, the DNA makeup of the Iranians and the Italians, for whatever reason, is very, very close. And so they are worse off than the average person. Now, maybe they've targeted this for Americans as well, because we know now they can, in fact, there were papers a long time ago saying that they were targeting race. It was race specific. This has been going on, folks, for a long, long time. We have 13 labs. We have 13 of them in the United States. And the DARPA has been in the middle of this for a long time, defense projects, classified operations. So it is very suspicious as to where this actually came from. But you got to remember Psalm 2. The kings and the rulers get together. it's kind of like this stuff when they first were photographing the dark side of the moon, and they found all kinds of intelligent built structures. And there was a guy who was there. Photography equipment broke down in one of the major military sites, and the guy went down there to fix it. He was an expert in fixing these things, and they wanted it done right away, so they flew him down there to fix it. Well, when he went through there to get to the lab, he said he found people from all
all different tribes and races and tongues gathered there. This is global. It's global. People don't understand what's really going on here. That's when he was shown pictures that they had actually taken and were being downloaded. He was shown the pictures of the bases on the backside of the moon, where we can't see them. And all this stuff is going on right under the noses of the American people. They roll their eyes. They think this is a big joke. Well, like you just said, Larry, if they haven't prepared, the joke's on them. And a lot of people haven't. They poo-poo this stuff. In fact, they're still poo-pooing it. Mike Adams had a thing on about denial. Was an interesting article. How the American people are basically in total denial. They can't wrap their mind around this stuff at all. Either they won't, or they don't want to be bothered out of their comfort zone, or whatever the reason is. They won't accept any of this. Well, if you won't accept it and you won't prepare for it, which is what Mike Adams was getting at, then you're in a lot of trouble. And I would imagine everybody listened to my voice. You went over to, let's say, 10 of your neighbors. You'd probably figure out how many of them rolled their eyeballs when you were telling them this stuff. They just flat don't believe it. It's no different than the Bible. It's an old wives' tales. Couldn't possibly be true. And on and on it goes. Georgia to isolate patients at Hard Labor Creek State Park. So this sounds to me like they're starting to open up the FEMA camps. What's your take on that, Larry?
Well, I've also noticed that a lot of the military are setting up tent locations for possible infected people. And, you know, all of that could be the remedy for all these tent cities that they may start off with would be the FEMA camps. Might as well just go ahead and open, you know.
Yep.
We're kind of in a bind here. You know, this is moving forward. And I find it interesting that a lot of the people in Washington, D.C., for the moment, want to be somewhere else.
I wonder why that is. Now we also got the stock market dropping down, another one of the perfect storm operations. People are beginning to shut down. Businesses are shutting down. Products are, in fact, there was a guy who was doing video of, I think it was Los Angeles, what comes in from China. It's virtually, there isn't anything coming in from China. Well, a ton of our products have Chinese parts to them. If you can't get the part, then you don't have the product. And so it's a cascading, a domino effect, and it's just going to start kicking in more and more as we go down the line. The Fed pumped in $175 billion, and I think they're referring to today. It didn't do a bit of good, or maybe it was yesterday. $175 billion just to keep the market up.
Yeah, that was today. That was today, and the market fell all day long.
So it didn't do any good. Here's another headline. Seattle schools to close. They're starting to close schools all over the country. Trump to address the nation today, mulls emergency declaration. That's a headline I just found. California coronavirus doctor reveals his patients in intensive care are as young as 40 and do not have any underlying health conditions, contradicting the official story and advice. So there's another one. This could be the Corona's game changer, goes the headline. Retracted study from Chinese Medical Journal warned the killer virus is airborne. And on it goes. So
You're being lied to. So if you're being lied to repeatedly, what's your advice, Larry? I'd say prepare for the worst and pray for the best.
Well, and you've got Tom Mack's code, you know, and you know, which indicates all of it came out of the book of Exodus, basically, in the Bible code. And that's what comes into my mind is, are we approaching another time of Exodus, or, if you will, maybe I need to get a little hyssop so I can apply the blood over my doorpost.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea anyway. I think everybody should do that. Use olive oil and just prepare your house in the name of the Lord Jesus. And this stuff really is powerful. It really does work. I've had a number of incidents where poltergeist activity was getting out of hand. And it's amazing how you pray those entities out. And they have to stop. They don't have any options. Jesus Christ is either the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or he's a fake. It's one or the other. He doesn't give us any other options. CBS headquarters evacuated after two employees contract the coronavirus. So here you go. And this is going to keep spreading, folks. Another one, coronavirus confirmed in Brooklyn, New York. That's going to be a big problem there. But the main problem is if you folks out there have kind of delayed doing anything, get out there now and get it while you can still get it. I mean, stuff is just flying off the shelves. We have a huge Walmart in Menominee, and there were three boxes of toilet paper left. That was it. Nothing else. All the shelves were empty. Even their hand wipes and all of that stuff, it's almost all gone. Even their shelving for food, if you look carefully, it's all out front, but there's nothing behind the cans in the back. And they do all kinds of things to try and cover this up. Trump calls emergency meeting with top health officials. I think they have advised him he's got to have to do something. And then you've, like Larry said in the beginning, Iran and Russia media push bioweapon conspiracies. Well, it's not a conspiracy. It's more likely true than not that this thing actually did come from one of our bio-level 4 operations. And if it didn't, they worked on it over in China, which is also a bio-level 4. So we got all this. Anything else you got, Larry, before we leave?
Yeah, something we might tell the people about is keep a heads up on your news sources, because, Stuart, if you're seeing major news networks shutting down like CNN or evacuating, Stuart, it makes me wonder, where will our news come from? Will it finally come from underneath a bunker somewhere from a continuity of government? Or, Stuart, was Trump way ahead of the game with setting up a nationwide ability to use high technology to reach the people?
Well, I think so, and we just got an alert on our phone, two phones. We got an alert.
Oh.
Actually, it came from the county, but they were testing it. Here's another headline before we leave. The coming quarantines will lead to permanent United Nations imposed martial law. Folks, that's exactly where this is going. China and the United Nations are in this together. Deep State is in with the United Nations. This is all going according to plan. And the only one that's going to stop their plan is Jesus Christ himself. And the other thing we got to look at is how close are we to Daniel's 70th week? Like, we got to be awfully, awfully close. And a lot of things are going to change rapidly. Anything else, Larry? Final word.
I just tell people to, you know, pray over your house and your family and be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, yeah. This can change rapidly, folks, very rapidly.
we got earthquakes too in very strange places. We'll see you Friday night with more news. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Take care. If you haven't done anything to prepare, you better. Anyway, good night.